Welcome back, everyone, to Channel 9. I'm James Montemagno. We're live here in beautiful, stunning Oslo, Norway. And I'm back. Seth let me back on the stage, which is awesome. And I have my good friend with me, Philip Ekberg. How's it going, Philip?
Pretty good. I'm really happy to be here. It's an excellent conference, and I'm happy to see you again.
It truly is. I was here 2 years ago. I missed last year, but you were here last year. So now we're finally synced up. And we have quite a long history together. You've been in the Xamarin community for, I don't know,
for forever, like since the beginning, I guess.
Yeah. I've been doing it for 6 years. I feel like you've been doing it for 6 or 7 years now. And you have a session here at NDC a little bit later today, right?
I do, yeah. So it's the last slot of the day. I'm going to talk about how we can successfully share code across the platforms and how to build better apps.
Yeah, I like that. When I started Xamarin development 6 years ago now, I mean, I thought it was always cool that, oh my goodness, I can just write C# and it works on iOS and Android. Like, that was cool. And then once I figured out that, like, oh, I can actually share all of this logic between all the different apps, it like blew my mind. And I knew it's all I ever wanted to do, and that's what I'm doing. So maybe tell people a little bit about your past and what you do now today, I guess.
Sure. So I've been working for a long time with mobile development, and I've been living in Australia for a few years. Yep. So I worked with building amazing apps for different types of companies, both large and small ones. And one of the things that we've always struggled with is code sharing and building, you know, these beautiful apps for all the different platforms. Yep. So now that I've moved back to Sweden, I'm running my own company, I'm doing consultancy and training, and pretty much the mostly common thing to talk about is Xamarin and how do we build great apps, how do we leverage the entire framework to, you know, build these awesome applications and get a great experience.
Yeah, so when you talk about code sharing, or you go and talk to a client or just to developers about code sharing, like, what type of code normally to get started would you be sharing?
So I'd pretty much work out of the examples that get installed with Visual Studio. Mm-hmm. No matter if it's Visual Studio for Mac or if it's Visual Studio on Windows, I try to work out of that, because then you feel like you have something that you can take home and work with on your own. And then I talk about how can we improve the already existing examples that we get with Visual Studio.
Got it.
We take it from there and start to build great apps.
Got it. That makes sense. So what are the kind of current practices that you see for sharing code? Like, what has worked well for you? Like, what types of parts of code?
Right.
And what types of projects are you sharing, I guess?
So I try to do a combination of, you know, shared libraries, where I can do both shared UI if I'm using Xamarin Forms, or do shared implementations for common interfaces and maybe services that I'm using. And then I'm also introducing PCLs, which could be shared from our backends.
Got it.
So we might have systems that are running on Windows desktop, you know, old traditional, you know, Windows forms, or we have an API, and they might all share the same contracts and, you know, interfaces and services, and then we get that across over NuGet into the apps.
Got it.
So we combine both shared projects as well as PCLs to kind of build these awesome apps.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what's interesting is I came in and I just started making mobile apps right away, and I've always worked at only on that, but seems like you've had to integrate with companies that have existing legacy apps, or you're working obviously with ASP.NET applications, web apps. So you're creating these libraries to share not just between your mobile apps, it's truly server, web.
Where it makes sense. At least the models and the interfaces can all be shared across those platforms.
Got it.
Depending on if it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So we wouldn't share UI stuff across ASP.NET and the mobile apps, but a lot of other code can be shared across the platforms.
Got it. Cool. So you talked about shared projects and PCL, which kind of also fills into like a .NET standard kind of API service. Can you talk about the difference between shared projects or even PCLs and when you would use either of them?
Right. Yeah. So when I use a PCL, I think about what can I really put in here that's truly working across all the platforms.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring any platform-specific code into my PCL.
Got it.
So it's pretty much about writing that abstract code.
Got it.
Interfaces, services, how do I talk to a database, but in a bit more abstract manner. When we talk about shared code, it's pretty much like we did file linking in the past.
Yep.
So what happens is that we can leverage the platform-specific APIs right out of our shared code. But we probably don't want to do too much of that. So we don't want to build all the platform-specific code inside the shared logic, because then we end up having platform-specific code implemented in a shared place.
Got it. That makes
sense. So where it's really powerful is that when there's common APIs on the native platforms, we can leverage that on the shared layer and only write the implementation once.
Got it. Yeah, so you might even do the conditional compilation kind of in there in the shared project. Because the shared project, then, you're not sharing with anyone else. It's only being shared, like a PCL, like you said, you could be sharing throughout your entire company because it's actually a library.
Yeah, it's like normally we could do that over a NuGet server. Yeah. So I've been in everything from, you know, large banks to smaller projects, and they all pretty much have their own NuGet servers.
Okay.
And that's where we put the PCLs. So we can distribute them across all the different apps. If you're doing Xamarin, if you're doing Windows Forms, or if you're doing WPF, we can use that across the board, which is really great.
Got it. Very cool. Well, so let's hop over to your Mac real quick.
Sure.
And let's take a look at kind of the base. You were talking about the base project that comes out of the box. You'll be talking a little bit about later. I'm very familiar with them, but our viewers may not be.
Yes.
I happen to help write some of them.
Pretty much.
they look like a James Montemagno project, more Pierce than
right.
Magno.
So I try not to bash too much about on the project, but pretty much what I've done is happened on file, new solution, and then we create this new app for multi-platform. I have a native application. So in this case here, we're working with a native Xamarin project.
Yep.
We could have done Xamarin Forms, but a lot of the cases I've seen that we start off with a native app.
Mm-hmm.
And then we might want to, you know, leverage Xamarin Forms as well, but up until now it's been pretty hard.
Yep.
But when we create this project, what we get is that we get a project that contains a shared project, which is where we do our common implementations.
Got it.
So we have things like shared view logic, which is in a view model, that allows us to share things like what happens when I click a login button, what happens when I want to talk to my database, all of that logic. So in this demo here that I'll talk more about in my session, I have this Android project as well as an iOS project. And they both pretty much have their entire UI specified in each layer.
Yep.
And then we're using this shared code project here to introduce things like services. So we can talk to a cloud data store, we can talk to a mock data store.
Yep.
And you're familiar with this code base here,
yes.
But you know, we can do all of this here, and we could do databases with like SQLite, and we only have to write the implementation once.
So this is just the .NET code, just the C# code. It doesn't actually really care about the platform, right?
It's like exactly.
It's just like, I'm just some .NET code, I'm gonna run somewhere, you tell me later, right?
Yep.
So that's the idea. And I see you're following MVVM.
Yes, I am.
I'm a big MVVM fan, so maybe you can kind of break down inside of here in the MVVM pattern. Normally developers, I think of XAML and data binding, so they think of Xamarin Forms or UWP.
Yep.
But in this instance, this is just Xamarin native app, but you're still following MVVM. Is there
I am,
a
yes.
reason for
so
it?
The reason for that is because we want to avoid putting too much view logic inside our activities and view controllers.
Yep.
So what we do is that we try to identify what's common between the platforms. So I take that code and I can put that in things like our view models.
Okay.
So we have a login page here, or a login activity or login UI view controller.
Yep.
And then they have common logic to do things like login and what happens when we do that, check the username in the database and so forth.
Yeah.
So if we look at this view model, we can see here that we're following a pattern where we can, we have commands to initialize an action. And then there's a lot of other information in here that allows us to share the kind of logic that happens on those platforms.
Got it.
So I don't have to bring this code into each of the platforms.
So you're not like, so when you have a click handler, like I click the login button,
yep,
it's actually just going to probably call in, there's nothing in there, right?
Besides exactly.
Like one
it's just
line
calling
of code.
This command. So it's setting up this view model, and that allows me to only have this logic specified once.
Got it.
So that's a great way for us to share code across the platforms. But you mentioned earlier that, sure, we're in a shared place now, and we can do things like do compilation directives to say, well, if it's on Android, I want to do this particular thing.
Yeah.
And if we jump into the file called app.cs here, we have this pattern that it initializes the app, which allows us to set everything up with the service locator, which is also a pattern that I'm going to talk about in my session later
on.
But what we see here is that on line 22 here, we're saying, well, if this is on iOS, I want this particular implementation or this particular code.
Yeah, right? That actually lives inside that project.
Exactly.
Got it.
So when we compile this for iOS, it's going to run that particular code line.
Got it.
And then on every other platform, it's going to run the other one.
Nice. That makes sense. So that way you can just do it even in your shared code.
Exactly.
It's there. So is the readability and maintainability, someone doesn't have to go jump to the iOS project, jump to the Android project, jump to the Windows project, it's all there.
But what I do find though is that a lot of times what happens is that you leak too much of platform specific logic into your shared layers.
Okay.
So just be careful about doing this. Like think twice before you do this because there's other patterns that you can use to achieve the same thing.
Got it. That makes sense. Cool.
Yeah. So now the next thing that I want to do here is that I have a lot of code shared across the platforms. So we want to leverage this on, our Android and iOS project, but we might also want to share a little bit of the UI.
Yeah.
So one of the challenges that I've had recently is that I work on this really large application. It's pretty much like a legacy code base by now, but we want to make sure.
Funny to think that mobile apps are already legacy applications.
Yep.
It's
it happens.
It happens. I mean, iOS 11 is coming out. It's almost like 10 years of Apple. You know, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things that we try to achieve now is to share the UI where it makes sense.
Okay.
But we choose to use Xamarin Native from the start. And, you know, traditionally what you'd have to do is to choose either Forms or Native.
Yeah, it's always one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we're really excited about now is the fact that something called Forms Embedding is coming to Xamarin.
My new favorite feature.
It's so excellent. Yeah. So that means that I can now go into my project or my solution, and I have a UI project here that's Xamarin Forms. And what happens is that I have this My Page file here,
okay,
and I want to leverage this on both iOS and Android.
Got it.
So the idea here is that I can take this here and then include that into both iOS and Android, right?
So it's this, it's a shared Xamarin Forms page by the name of Forms Embedding that you're literally going to embed. So I'm not writing this page. This could be like a details page or a settings page. I'm not writing it multiple times traditionally.
Exactly.
You're going to plop it in there somehow. And now this is just C# code behind, but you could do it in XAML,
yes,
I would assume, right?
You could do this in XAML as well, and you can leverage everything from data bindings to, you know, the full MVVM patterns
and
use Prism and all those crazy frameworks that allows you to build awesome apps.
Oh, wow.
And another thing cool to point out here is that this is a PCL.
Yeah.
So this has nothing to do with my Android or iOS projects.
Got
which
it.
Means that I couldn't really do any Android-specific code here.
Ah.
If I say, if Android, nothing's going to happen. Because
yeah.
it doesn't have access to those APIs. That forces me to think more about code sharing and how do I build that properly.
Yeah.
So now I want to grab this page here and I want to include that on Android.
Got it.
So we have this Android project. And I'll show you the Android application in a bit. But what it's doing is that it's allowing us to show two fragments. One just normal fragment and then one details page.
Yep.
And when I show this details page, I want to grab this fragment, the fragment off this page here.
Got it.
So what happens is that we go into this activity for the main view. And here all I'm doing is that I'm saying initialize Xamarin Forms, create the Xamarin Forms page, and then give me the fragment.
Got it.
And then that just works with all the other built-in Android functionality that we have.
Got it. Yeah, because right above it, I can see that you're returning
yeah.
a different fragment, but that fragment is, I assume, Android XML, the Xamarin native
exactly.
stuff, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Very cool.
So this is really powerful. So let's run the app and just have a look at what this looks like.
Yeah, what I like about this is then if you have this legacy app or starting new, you're gonna benefit from all the native performance of Xamarin. So it's gonna startup time, all this stuff, because you're not loading anything else. It's just core to the metal, which is why I fell in love with Xamarin, is it's a native app, right?
Exactly.
But now you could then take this and then share it iOS, Android, Windows, for instance, just a little bit. So dabble, if you will, dabble in forms.
Yep.
Cool.
And you know, what happens here is that we have this native application. So with Xamarin, everything is native, right?
Yep.
I think we need to emphasize that a lot. And we really truly get an Android native application here. And we choose to build this using Android native for some reasons. We might not know why. Someone else has maybe choose that for us. But now we want to embed forms in here. So this login screen here allows me to click not now, and then I'm inside the app.
Got
and
it.
And now it's initialized Xamarin Forms, and when I click about here, it's going to bring in that page for us.
Got it.
So, of course, there's not a beautiful UI here, but everything just works. Like all the events that we have inside that page just work out of the box.
Beautiful. I like it.
It's crazy. Like, this is going to allow us to use Xamarin Forms where it makes sense, and then if you really want to be very specific for the platform, you maybe don't have to build a custom renderer, but you can go ahead and continue building on your native project.
Yeah, so now instead of, if you still want to do a fully Xamarin Forms app, you want it to control the navigation, you want to use everything, like you can do that.
Yep.
And but if you're going the Xamarin native route, it's this kind of dabbling, like I'm saying, like where it makes sense for a page, because I think some pages are super highly customized and peak performance and things like that, but here you could, I could see so many use cases, like not only just a settings page, but details page or data entry.
Yeah,
some things were data binding. I think that's the thing with Xamarin Forms, is data binding, it's just so easy, so elegant.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I just want to do that all the day. So how do you think the maintainability of this, though? Like, you're talking about code sharing, and you work on these big projects. I'm sure that testability and kind of code coverage and analysis is important. So how would a developer go about doing this correctly? In your mind, coming in from being a long time, I know how I would do it, but from your mind, how would you kind of go about this mixing and matching of these different worlds?
So that's where it becomes even more trickier, because you will end up having like this separation in your app where you have a little bit of code here for the UI and a little bit of code here. So I think it's important to try and keep your code clean.
Got it.
And you know, the view models that we talked about in this shared project that we have up here, how about maybe we share the view models between Xamarin Forms and this here? Bring out those view models into their own PCL and don't be too specific in there, right?
Yeah.
So that would help us to write shared UI logic across the platforms.
Got it.
And then we can work more with abstractions to make sure that platform-specific code is implemented in the platform and then injected using the dependency service.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of really good patterns that we can follow to build these apps.
Yeah, and it kind of even sounds like what you're describing to me is kind of these standard practices.
Yeah.
Standard practices in a way of saying, hey, let's not tightly couple the user interface to the code behind, and now don't even tightly couple your DLLs to mix them all. Like, spread it out. It's okay to spread it out into these maintainable packages. And what's interesting is that you're creating a PCL or even a standard library of just the user interface. So you could then take that and share it with other projects. I'm imagining now, just saying, you could create a standard login page that every single app uses with all of the logic just for that login page, and then now ship that around your NuGet, right? So now you're creating shareable libraries, but shareable, reusable UI.
Yeah, and if you look ahead, like in the future, even further, like I'd imagine that we take this Xamarin Forms and it'll be possible for us to deploy apps for, you know, whatever, HoloLens and, you know, a toaster or a fridge, refrigerator. Sometime in the future, I don't know, but you know, we can take that shared code for the UI and use it on all the new platforms. And I guess the goal with Xamarin is that we want to share as much as possible where it makes sense.
Where it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. How much time do we got left, G? 2 minutes. Awesome.
That's great.
All right, so that's awesome. Yeah. So so where can people find you? You're Xamarin MVP, correct?
Can we make that Xamarin happen? And Microsoft MVP. Maybe that's the same thing now.
Now they're different. there's some crossover there.
Yeah,
they're different. So where can people find you and learn more? And have you written anything? Got a blog? Let the people know.
Leading questions.
Yes.
So yes, I do have a blog. It's on philipekberg.se. I'm on Twitter @Ekberg. I've written a book called C# Smorgasbord. And everyone that's watching, how about you ping me on Twitter and I'll give you a free copy of the digital version.
Boom, exclusive. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Any other last minute takeaways, best practices, anything you want to
shout out? So actually, one of the things that I'm really excited about that I'll be talking more about in my session is the way that we can cross communicate between, you know, the native app and the embedded forms things. So we can use the built-in messaging center to talk to, you know, fragments, and we can talk to the pages that we have, and that's a way for us to decouple the apps even more.
And bridge the worlds together, but decoupled in a way.
Yeah, you know, one of the examples that I'm actually going to talk about later on is that on Android, we have this splash screen here. So a pretty easy example is if we have this thing here, it's a bit of UI logic. So if we're logged in, jump somewhere. If we're not, jump somewhere else.
Yeah.
We could, you know, decouple this by having a view model for the settings, which then broadcasts a message that tells us where to go.
Oh, got it. Very cool.
Because what's going to happen here is that probably you want to store something to the database and you want to add something to Google Analytics, and that's going to grow it, right?
Yeah.
So
it's not just as simple as this sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just following those practices, and I think you're going to get a really long way to build really great apps with Xamarin.
Awesome. Well, Philip, this was awesome.
Thank you.
Good to finally catch up with you in person again.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, talking about this. I'm super excited about Forms Embedding. It's in preview today, correct?
It is.
So definitely check it out. I wrote a whole blog on it recently. I'm very excited about it. It's one of my new favorite features. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Good luck on your session.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And again, I'm James Montemagno, and we'll be back live here on Channel 9 with even more NDC Oslo nonstop. It's going to be great. So stay tuned.